LA Unified officials met with staff at Jefferson High School this morning to talk about incomplete course schedules. They're keeping many students out of their required classes. Yesterday, a California Superior Court judge ordered the state to fix scheduling problems at the South Los Angeles High School. Taylor Haney had this report.
Eugenio Salazar is a senior at Jefferson High School. For the first 8 weeks of the semester, his schedule was all wrong.
I mean, I didn't have the classes I needed. I was taking like classes, like ninth grade classes and stuff, and it wasn't like right for me, because I mean, I'm supposed to graduate this year. I'm trying to stay behind or whatever.
The judge's restraining order describes Jefferson High School's chaotic classrooms, study halls instead of instruction, and students being let out early due to a lack of resources. Some, like Salazar, have even been assigned to subjects they've already passed. David Sapp of ACLU Southern California is one of the attorneys who filed the case back in May. He says the high schoolers aren't getting their required courses because they just don't exist.
And the consistent cause is that these schools just don't have enough actual course offerings available to meet the needs of students.
As Sapp indicates, Jefferson High is only one egregious example of many like it. Incomplete scheduling and fake classes are statewide problems, and they've been going on for several years.
There are schools across the state of California, and these are almost exclusively schools located in highly impoverished low-income communities, almost exclusively students of color, that literally just don't get the same number of weeks of instruction and education in the course of a school year, and that builds and compounds over time.
The state of California is required to step in, identify students who need help, and develop a plan with LA Unified by next Tuesday. For now, Eugenio Salazar's schedule has been fixed, though he says classrooms are packed with up to 50 students in each. He hopes the scheduling issues won't hurt his final year of high school.
Hope nothing goes bad anymore or wrong. I mean, it's my senior year, and I don't want to like make it seem like a bad experience for me.
The ACLU plans to file similar requests for intervention at other schools later this fall. Taylor Haney, Annenberg Radio News.